We're ready to get this one underway. Betts jumping against Bass. And shockingly, the Bruins control the opening tip as Keke Rice brings it in the front court. They're shooting to our right here in the first half. If you're watching on TV, we thank you for listening. It's the opposite side of the TV cameras. Here's Rice in the front court, guarded by Destiny Lombard. Around the perimeter, Hawkins gets it inside to Betts. Betts working in the post on McCarthy. Goes baseline, goes up with a shot, and draws the foul.
Now, that's unfortunate. Now, what I was going to say is what Lana McCarthy has to do is straight up wall up.
Actually, they got it on Maya Reynolds.
Okay, that's fine, because I thought Lana did exactly what you wanted to do. She stayed straight up.
Yep. So Lauren Betts will shoot a pair of free throws. Now, this is maybe the weak part of her game. She's a 56% foul shooter, and just as I say that, she hits the first one to give UCLA a 1-0 lead.
Now, the only thing you don't want necessarily is that Amaya gets in foul trouble, because I'm not sure that's a good thing for the Boilers either.
Betts connects on both free throws, so the Bruins score in their opening possession. They're going to come with some full-court pressure in the backcourt. Amaya Reynolds double-teamed by Dugalich and by Hawkes. Gets it to Ella Collier. Now back to Reynolds, and Purdue will run the half-court set. Reynolds working in the front court. UCLA plays man defense as Collier has it on the right sideline. Collier guarded by London Jones, who's at 5'4". Reynolds tried to throw the ball to Bass and threw it behind her and out of bounds.
And Bass was wide open, though. And so Amaya, thinking, now they didn't have any connection whatsoever, but she kind of did a little ghost screen, and she was open, so just need to get connection on that.
Can't have careless turnovers tonight, or this game's going to get out of hand very quickly. So the Boilermakers on their opening possession throw it away. Here's Rice going around Reynolds and laying it in. 4-0 UCLA on top.
That was a little bit too easy to the basket.
And then the Bruins get a steal on a long pass. Here's Rice. Left side pass, Dugalich back for a three-pointer by Hawkes from the left side. Hits it 7-0.
About the worst start you could have had as a Boilermaker. Only 1 minute to get 7 points. You need to settle down here, break this press, get a good look at the basket.
Here comes Reynolds back the other way for the Boilermakers, shooting to our left here in the first half. Destiny Lombard's got it. Off the Reagan Bass. Purdue hasn't taken a shot yet and trails 7-0. Here's Collier with it. Collier guarded by Jones in the corner. Bass thought about the three, but instead lobs it into McCarthy. McCarthy on the short corner against Betts gets it back to Lombard. Shot clock is down to 5. Lombard off a screen. Pick and roll to McCarthy, who catches and lays it up and missed it. Rebound tipped out long, and Dugalich has it for UCLA. Dugalich coming down with a long pass to Jones. Jones with an open three from the left side. Good. 10-0.
Well, McCarthy had a nice look, and she just kind of faded away, thinking she was going to get the block. She's got to be somebody that she worked in the weight room. She's strong. She's got to go right into people.
Well, the Boilermakers have to take an early timeout here with 8:13 to play in the first quarter. It's already UCLA 10, Purdue nothing. This is Boilermaker basketball on the Purdue Global Sports Network from Learfield. They're going to back off on the press here as Purdue brings it into the front court. We'll see if they trap when the Boilermakers get in the front court. Right now, Collier's got it on the right sideline, out top to Lombard. They work around the perimeter. Here is Reynolds with it. Reynolds on the pick and roll off to Bass. Bass to a cutting McCarthy. McCarthy dumps it down to Collier, who has to bring it out to the corner. Lana had a chance to shoot
She's
it there
shoot
and passed it away.
Here's, shoot it.
Now she gets the ball back, working against Betts, but dribbles and hands it off to Collier. Collier with 5 on the shot clock, off to McCarthy. Her jumper from the right side is an air ball, and the rebound is saved inbounds by Keke Rice. Here's Dugalich the other way, back to Rice. 10-0 UCLA. We played about 2.5 minutes here in the first half. Betts gets the ball down in the post against McCarthy. She's double-teamed by Bass. Dugalich now up top to Rice. Rice on the left side. Here's Jones for a three-pointer, and she hits. London Jones killed the Boilermakers last year from three-point range with 6 of them. She's got 2 here in the first 3 minutes, and it's 13-0 Bruins.
Well, on the season, she shoots right at 33%.
So here's Lombard with it. Lombard picks up the dribble. Somebody's got to come back and get the basketball. Boilermakers play like this, Jane. They're going to lose by 100 points.
Well, I just did the math. You don't want to know how many points
you're going to get. Here's Reynolds with a three-pointer. Misses the shot, but Bass comes down with a rebound. Reynolds on the left side to Lombard. Lombard working there against Keke Rice inside to Bass. Bass guarded by Betts. Bass wants to get rid of the basketball and does to Reynolds. Her free throw line jumper is short. Rebound tipped and controlled by Hawkes, who gets it off to Rice. 13-0 Bruins, 6:40 to play in the first quarter. Hawkes tried to get it down low, and the pass was kicked by Reynolds. Rashonda Jones will check in for Purdue, and for UCLA, Janiyah Barker, a transfer from Texas A&M, and another of those McDonald's All-Americans.
Well, that time Amaya got a decent look at the basket. Everybody looks rushed, of course. The presence of the potential shot blockers makes you feel that way, but you got to settle down and knock that shot down.
Here's Rice with it. Rice behind the three-point line on the right side to Jones. Jones back on top to Rice. Now they lob it into Dugalich, who catches in traffic. Had the shot stripped away, and the Boilermakers come up with a steal. Here's Collier back the other way. Collier in transition, fans it back off to Jones. Rashunda to the middle, now throws left side to Lombard. She fires a three, got
Let's
it.
Go.
Destiny
Let's
Lombard
go.
With the triple.
You know, I was just thinking, Lombard or Jones, get us going, because those two have played fearless at times this year, and they're the ones that can potentially keep something going.
Destiny Lombard, a 40% three-point shooter, gets the Boilermakers on the board. It's 13-3. Here's Barker with a jumper at the other end. That's no good. And the rebound foul will be called against UCLA on Dugalich. They're going to get Hawkes instead.
Well, we'll give up that 15-footer for Barker. That's a decent shot for the Boilermakers. It's a lower percentage shot for the Bruins. Can't give up paint shots and standalone threes. Those are their two bread and butters.
Tamia Gardner, a transfer from Oregon State, and another McDonald's All-American checks in, as does Alina Arnasalo from Finland, a freshman. Here is Jones in the backcourt. Jones getting around Barker. Jones stops at the free throw line, puts up a jumper, and scores.
Great job by Rashunda Jones to read that perfectly, pull up for a little five-footer. Easy basket.
All right, the Boilermakers on a 5-0 run have trimmed the margin to 8 here at 13-5. 5:35 to play in the opening quarter. Here's Gardner handing it off to Rice. Kiki Rice back to Gardner, short corner left. She works on Bass, puts up a fadeaway jumper. It is no good. Rebound Barker, and Barker scores and draws the foul on McCarthy.
Well, the first shot I like, not a high percentage, even though Kiki Rice can score that ball. We know that.
Yeah.
Right now, you have to work in percentages. You know, forced her into a tougher shot. She misses it. That time, I thought Lana McCarthy just got pushed under just a little bit too much. She picks up the foul, unfortunately, the and one.
Barker at the free throw line converts the three-point play. So they push the lead back to double figures at 16-5. Here's Rashunda Jones with a long pass. Rashunda down the middle. She puts up a short runner and draws a foul. So Rashunda Jones is going to go to the free throw line as Janiyah Barker picks up her first. Another substitution, Kendall Dudley. And yes, another McDonald's All-American checking in. She's 2.5 points a game. UCLA in the off days between the games between Indiana and Purdue went down to see the Indiana Pacers. Dudley played, I believe, on an AAU team that somehow was sponsored, I think, by Kevin Durant.
Oh, cool.
And the Phoenix Suns were in town, so they got some tickets to the game as Jones hits the free throw.
I like this substitution right now. Let's get Kendall Puryear in here. Let Lana McCarthy just kind of settle and see if Kendall can, you know, get some toughness. You know, just play. You got fouls to give here against Betts. Let's play.
Rashunda hits both free throws, so it's a 16-7 UCLA lead. You got Puryear in there now with Collier, Bass, Lombard, and Jones. Arnasalo brings the ball in the front court against Rashunda Jones. Purdue playing man defense. Barker comes out to set a screen. Arnasalo throws right side to Gardner. In the corner, here's Kiki Rice. Rice playing out top with Gardner. Rice takes it to the right baseline. She pulls up for a jumper there and hits. Kiki Rice with her second field goal. Rice averaging 13 points a game puts UCLA 18-7 midway through the first quarter.
Not a lot you can do about that kind of tough fadeaway jump shot.
Jones back the other way. Rashunda through traffic throws a wraparound pass tipped out of bounds by the Bruins. It was Dudley who knocked it away. And now London Jones will check back in for UCLA. We have 4:44 to play in the opening quarter. UCLA 6 of 9 from the field. They've hit all three of their three-point attempts. Inbounding is Lombard from the baseline. She gets the ball back on a return feed for a three that's no good. And the long rebound off to London Jones, smallest player on the floor at 5'4".
Well, they list her at 5'4".
Yes. Here's Gardner for three, and she hits. Tamia Gardner, who is a 41% three-point shooter.
She is.
And UCLA, 4 for 4 from three-point range, leads at 21-7.
Well, they must like Mackey Arena, feeling like it's a home court advantage for them, so to speak, with respect to their shooting.
Here's Jones with it on the left side off to Kendall Puryear. Puryear with one dribble, fans it off to Lombard. Lombard fires a jumper right side and hits Destiny Lombard with another field goal.
Well, right now it's been Destiny Lombard and Rashunda Jones have been the scoring for the Boilermakers.
They've scored all 9 points. Purdue trailing by 12 here. At the offensive end, Barker throws it into a cutter, and Gardner has the ball stripped away and stolen by Reagan Bass. Bass with the steal off to Jones, and now here's Ella Collier in the front court. Collier picks up the dribble, gets it back to Jones, and now Purdue can run its half-court set. Puryear comes out to set a screen. Jones uses it, takes it to the top of the three-point line.
Now they switch that, so they got Jones on.
An offensive foul on Kendall Puryear. He had the mouse in the house inside. Well, yeah, I didn't see they never came over and signaled who the foul was on.
It was on Purdy.
I know it was, but the officials never made a signal.
Maybe they just
Scorers table just buzzed and said, "Hey, yeah, we know. We think we know."
It's too. It's unfortunate because that would have been an easy two for her Jones would have fouled her.
I'll tell you, Barker's a little bit of a chippy player. Kendall Puryear will take no nonsense.
Yep.
That's worth watching. Those two are guarding each other right now. Here's Dudley off to Arnasalo. Barker comes out to set a screen. Arnasalo still has it. Crossover dribble. It works to the free throw line back to Gardner. Gardner puts it on the deck. Lost the ball. It's picked up by McKenna Layton, who just checked in. McKenna gets the steal, and here's Jones back the other way for Purdue. Rashunda getting a step on Jones is cut off to Puryear. Her jumper on the way is good. Hit the front iron and went in.
I think Kendall Puryear also is somebody that plays fearless at times, and today's a good day to do it.
21-11, UCLA by 10, under 3 minutes to play first quarter. Here's Dudley with it. Dudley bounce pass on the left side to Arnasalo. Now they get it to Barker on the left baseline, working against Puryear. She backs her down, and Puryear just took it out of her hands. Here's Lombard coming back the other way. Pass on the right side to McKenna Layton. Back to Lombard. Destiny working out there against Arnasalo. Now here's Jones with it between the rings. Puryear comes out to set a screen. Jones uses it, hides behind the three-point line, now goes back the other way. Hesitation dribble. She stops on the left side, throws it off to Ella Collier. Collier back off to Jones. Rashunda drives. Rashunda threw a double team, and she draws the foul. And Janiyah Barker can't believe it. That's her second personal.
Good two-player game between Collier and Jones just to keep that defense off balance. So that gave Jones just enough of a daylight to get into that gap. And the defense had to come and help. When Barker came over and helped, she didn't get straight up.
Lauren Betts just checked back in, replacing Barker. And Purdue will counter by bringing Lana McCarthy in to replace Puryear. Right now, the Boilermaker lineup is Collier, McCarthy, Jones, Sophie Swanson, who just came in, and McKenna Layden. And Rashunda Jones back at the free throw line for two, and the first one is good. Rashunda, an 83% free throw shooter coming in, is 3-for-3 tonight. And the Boilermakers cut the lead down to 9 here with 2:24 to play in the first quarter.
Well,
now make it 8.
They kind of settled in on defense,
did.
Tim, and
yes,
they've stripped the ball, gotten some turnovers, so I like the effort right now.
Here's Arnasalo the other way for UCLA off to Dudley. Dudley working out there against Swanson. Now Jones has it to go down low to Betts. Betts, or make that Gardner. Gardner's turnaround shot. She got the bounce and scores. And now we've got another whistle and a foul call. They're going to call a foul, I think, on Purdue, I believe. And Lana McCarthy just picked up her second.
Give me a replay on that because I didn't.
So McCarthy picks up her second, and that's going to put Kendall Puryear now on Lauren Betts. Do you see anything?
They're not going to replay it. I'd love for them to, but I didn't see what happened. I have no idea.
So UCLA gets the basket and keeps the basketball here. They get it inbounds to Betts. Dugalich has checked back in for the Bruins. She's got the ball top of the circle, and she hits the 18-footer. They just can't miss here early on.
Right now, their stroke is just easy jump shots.
8 of 11. Make it 9 of 12 for UCLA here in the first quarter. They lead at 25-13, and we still have a minute 50 to play. On the left side, Swanson out top to Jones. Jones holding out there, throws right side. This is Sophie Swanson. Swanson has it tipped out of bounds by Hawkes. Gabriella Hawkes, her older brother Jaime, an outstanding player at UCLA and now playing in the NBA. And now we're going to get Destiny Lombard. Nope, they didn't get her in time, so she'll have to wait until the next dead ball. Here's Rashunda Jones in the front court. 6 on the shot clock. Here's Swanson. Swanson's got to do something with it. Off to Layden. Layden puts up a runner and has it blocked by Dugalich, and that's a shot clock violation.
Had to do something with it. I wish they would have just popped it into Puryear. Now, Betts is going to play behind. We know that. I mean, she's 6'7". Why wouldn't she? But let maybe Puryear, she's got a nice jump hook. Let her make a move. See, maybe she could get her off balance a little bit. Let her go to work. It's the same as what you would have gotten there on that shot McKenna had to throw up.
Here's Kiki Rice with it. At the high post, Betts has it. Betts hands it back to Jones. Jones with a long two-point jumper. No good. And the rebound is tipped by Betts but picked up by Destiny Lombard. Lombard coming into the front court with a minute 10 to play before the end of the first quarter. Lombard has to force up a shot that's no good. And the rebound pulled down by UCLA. She got up in the air and had nowhere to go with it. Had to throw it up and almost made it. Here's Dugalich now working in the post against Layden. Dugalich with an up and under with the left hand scores. Angela Dugalich has her second field goal, and it's 27-13 UCLA. Jones back the other way for the Boilermakers. UCLA averages almost 83 points a game. Here's Sophie Swanson on the offensive end. Swanson picks up the dribble under pressure from Dugalich, and she just fell down with the basketball. Now she gets it off to Puryear, but the shot clock already down to 10. Lombard has it behind the three-point line. Lombard drives baseline. Double team throws to Puryear. Puryear with an elbow jumper is no good, and Dugalich rebounds. Shot clock is off with 25 seconds to play in the first quarter. I don't think they're going to play for one, though, UCLA. They want to get as many possessions as they can. Hawkes with a turnaround fadeaway jumper is no good, and we got a rebound foul called on Kendall Puryear.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, she's holding, they said, in the post against Betts. So Puryear has picked up her second, and McCarthy has two.
That's a problem. Betts going hard. Yeah.
Reagan Bass will check in. You've only got 10 fouls between those two, Jane, and you've used four of them here in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Between McCarthy and Puryear. So Lauren Betts will shoot a pair of free throws here with 17 seconds to play in the first quarter. And the first one is good. Got the bounce. That's her third free throw. She hasn't had a field goal yet. She hasn't taken a shot yet. UCLA with its biggest lead here of the quarter. And the second one by Betts is good. So Betts has four free throws in the first quarter. It's 29-13 UCLA. And the Boilermakers with the shot clock off will have an opportunity, although UCLA fouls in the backcourt to the derisive clap from the audience here. Jones picks up her first team foul number four. And it'll be derisive? It's the Bronx cheer, Jane. I'm going to give myself a Bronx cheer for even trying that
tonight.
That's
good. I was actually...
Derisive is what I'm looking for.
Yeah, I got you.
The password is derisive.
That's right.
Here's Jones with it with 10 seconds left in the quarter. And it's been a long day. Yeah. We got three quarters to play. All right, Jones off a screen. Double team. Got to have some help. Here's Swanson. The pass intercepted. Here's Kiki Rice. She's going to let one fly just at the buzzer, and it is no good. That's about the only thing that went wrong for UCLA in quarter number one. 10 minutes gone here at Mackey. Number one UCLA flexing their muscles. They lead the Boilermakers 29-13. This is Boilermaker basketball on the Purdue Global Sports Network from Learfield. Is laid off to Lombard. She's guarded by Dugalich. Lombard with a nice hesitation dribble gets free for a jumper and then airballed. It looked like the ball got stuck on her hands.
Yeah, it was a great move. She got Dugalich up in the air and went right by her.
Here's Arnasalo to Dugalich. Back to Arnasalo. They go in the post. Betts is double teamed. Betts throws out of the double team to Dudley on the right baseline. She drives, hands it off to Rice. Rice threw a double team inside, missed the shot, and the rebound pulled down in traffic by McKenna Layden.
Good battle by Layden just to pull that board down with Rice pursuing.
Jones quickly the other way to Lombard. Destiny out top to Layden. Around the perimeter, here's Sophie Swanson with it. Sophie guarded by Dugalich drives through. Sophie goes up with the runner, hits the side of the backboard with a shot. Dugalich had the ball go off her foot, but Betts picks it up. And now Rice has it in the front court for UCLA. We've played a minute here in the second quarter with no scoring.
That's a good move by Sophie, but she's got to know where she is and get the ball on the rim.
Here's Arnasalo with it. They throw inside to Dudley. Dudley lays it up and in. Purdue is concentrating so much on Betts that Dudley got free for a layup.
Well, they have that. Looks like they're trying to play a little bit of a zone right now. We'll see if they stay in it.
31-13 UCLA. We have 8:40 to play before halftime. Rashonda Jones hands off to Destiny Lombard. Destiny guarded out high by Kiki Rice. Now Jones on the left side. On top here's Reagan Bass. Bass with a one dribble handoff to Swanson. Back to Jones. Jones has a pass tipped and intercepted. Lauren Betts with the steal off to Rice. Kiki Rice down the middle of the floor. Euro steps in, scoops it up, and scores.
Well, that's the second time the Boilermakers have tried to throw that flare screen, and it has not worked either time. Kiki Rice stole it the first time. The second time it got deflected. They got to come up with another plan. This team is too big to do a flare screen to that spot.
20-point UCLA lead as Jones gets around her defender, and then Arnasalo has to foul her in desperation. No shot. Arnasalo will pick up her first. And that'll bring us a bevy of substitutions. Barker and Hawkes for UCLA. Collier, Reynolds, and Mari Petrie in for the first time for the Boilermakers.
12-0 run by the Bruins. Purdue's got to get a score here.
Yeah, it was 21-13 and looked like Purdue was at least stabilizing. But as you mentioned, now the Bruins have pushed the lead to 20, and we still have 8:04 to play in the first half. They inbound the ball to Bass. Now back to Reynolds. Reynolds takes it to the top of the three-point line. Her pass deflected and intercepted. Bad pass there. Turnover by Purdue. Here comes Hawkes in transition, and Hawkes has the ball stripped out of bounds by Reynolds.
Good defense on the backside there. Purdue's got to take care of the basketball.
Yeah, 8 turnovers here, Jane, and they're starting to mount here. 8 turnovers in 12 minutes.
And too many of them are just like from lack of they don't look confident. They're just not secure with the ball.
Here's Arnasalo, the freshman from Finland, out top to Rice. Rice back to Arnasalo. She puts it on the deck. Drives through for a floater. It's good. Hit the back of the iron, the backboard, and in.
And this team cannot miss right now.
No, they can't. And that's a problem. 13 of 19 is UCLA from the field for 68%. They push the lead to 22 here and have the 14-0 run going. Petrie on the offensive end. Petrie trying to back in on Rice. Petrie goes up with a left hand, puts it off the back iron 3 times and in. Not 3 times. And score.
Well, we've seen Mara Petrie also step in a game and give a little energy off the bench. That time she went to the basket with great confidence.
She had 5 points in her 12 minutes against Michigan State. Scores her first field goal here. 35-15 UCLA, 7 minutes to play in the half. Rice gets an open 3 right side. That one's no good, but Betts pulls down the rebound. Betts inside working against Bass. Now Betts' triple team throws left side to Hawkes. Hawkes out top to Rice. They throw back inside to Betts, and Betts is fouled by Reagan Bass before the shot attempt. Reagan was pinned underneath the basket and really had to foul her in desperation. Katie Gerald's having a word with Angelica Suffer and asking a question nicely.
She's asking her to look for something.
Yes.
Maybe she's just telling her. Betts is fouling us every time just to see if she'll call
there you
a
go.
Foul.
Sure, why not?
She's not really.
Just plant the seed. Just plant
right.
the seed.
Look at her grabbing us. No,
here's Betts inside working against Bass. Again, the double team comes. They throw to Barker, to a cutting Hawkes, and she lays it in. Man, UCLA's offense, they are just a machine right now.
Yeah, they really are. They're just kind of picking Purdue apart.
Jane, they were good at Pauley last year. They're better this year.
Yeah.
37-15 Bruins with 6:28 to play in the first half. Showing every bit why they are the number one team in the country right now. Here's Petrie with it. Petrie at the high elbow. This is late, and she dribbles out to the wing. Now back to Petrie. Petrie thought about the three. Now instead she'll put it on the deck, throw inside to Bass. Bass back to Reynolds in the corner to Layden. Now to Reynolds with 2 on the shot clock. Back to Layden, who has to fire a desperation 3. It's off the back iron, and the rebound pulled down by Arnasalo. Arnasalo back the other way. Hands it back to Barker. Barker off to Hawkes. Now Betts has it in the paint. Betts triple team this time. Back to Barker. We got a 3-second violation.
Maybe
on
that's
Betts.
What Katie was asking.
There you
to
go.
Watch. Good
you
call,
go.
Coach. We'll give Katie Gerald
all
that
right
there, because I believe that's what
that
she
probably was.
She said to.
That's the 4th turnover for UCLA.
Yeah.
And now Rashonda Jones, who I think was back on the exercise bike, gets off after
she
some pedaling, and she's going to replace Amaya Reynolds. Purdue's lineup right now, you got Collier, Bass, Petrie, Jones, and Layden.
I think Petrie's done a nice job coming in. I think McKenna Layden looks confident out there. She's had to take a couple of shot clock shots that she's missed, but she's gotten it on the rim.
Here's Collier with it, back to Rashonda Jones. Now on top, here's Layden between the rings at the free throw line. Bass back off to Collier. Collier in the corner. Petrie's going to fire a 3. That's off the back iron, no good. Rebound by Gardner for UCLA. They've out-rebounded Purdue 12-5 so far and lead it by 22. Here's Jones in the corner to Barker. Barker back on top to Arnasalo.
Purdue staying in the 2-3.
Yep.
Great
and
read.
Then a steal by Layden, who just took it away from Gardner. McKenna's had a really good first half. She throws inside to Collier. Collier to Bass for the layup. Good.
Great pass by Layden. She won't get the assist. It'll be Collier's assist, but the hockey assist put it in a good spot. Great job.
So the Boilermakers within 20 here at 37-17, midway through the second quarter. Purdue's 2-3 zone trying to collapse inside, although Betts is on the bench right now. They've got Gardner in the post. Driving is Arnasalo on the right side. Jones. Jones with a pump fake. Goes baseline, puts up a floater, misses. Rebound is tipped out of bounds by Gardner. It'll be Purdue basketball, and we have a timeout. Timeout on the floor here with 4:49 to play in the first half. It's UCLA 37, Purdue 17. This is Boilermaker Basketball on the Purdue Global Sports Network from Learfield. Petrie fires a 17-footer that rims out. Hawkes with the rebound. They started with a 13-0 run, Gene, and had another 14-0 run.
Yeah,
those two runs have been the difference in the game.
Those two.
Here's Hawkes with it. Hawkes around the perimeter of that zone. Gardner. Kendall Purrier's checked back in. She's guarding Barker in the post. Barker goes right at her. Missed the shot and the rebound by Collier.
This will be good for Purrier. Let's see if she can play with 2 fouls and not foul again.
Here is Rashonda Jones in the front court. Dugalich ready to check back in. Lauren Betts right now on the bench getting a breather for the Bruins with 4:08 to play in the first half. Rashonda Jones has it left side in front of the Bruin bench. She throws cross court to Petrie, fires a deep 3. It's short, and the rebound is saved by McKenna Layden. Layden, bounce pass inside to Petrie. Petrie wraparound, tries to go underneath and miss the layup attempt, and Barker pulls down the rebound. Barker in transition, got to cut her off. She's going to go straight up for the shot and score.
Well, that was one time where I felt like Mari Petrie did a good job of getting her own rebound, getting in there, but then she could have kicked it out to McKenna Layden for an easy three.
So the basket by Barker gives her 5 points and pushes the lead 39-17. Here's Jones back the other way for the Boilermakers. Off to Petrie. Back on top is Jones at the free throw line. High pass, but Layden's able to track it down. Now Ella Collier bobbled it, but gets it back to Layden with 10 on the shot clock. McKenna out to Rashonda Jones. Puryear comes out to set a ball screen. Jones with a hesitation dribble. Jones around the basket. Jones still with the basketball. Puts up a shot over Barker and airballed it. And that rebound pulled down by Hawkes. 3:10 to play in the quarter, 39-17 UCLA. Here's Hawkes to Gardner. Pass deflected out of bounds by Petrie, and that will allow Destiny Lombard to check in for Purdue and Dugalich to re-enter for UCLA. And now Sophie Swanson is off the Boilermaker bench.
That'll be one piece of Rashonda Jones' game that we will love to see develop in the next year. She comes off that ball screen up top.
Yep.
She's got the three. They're giving it to her because she's not a off-the-dribble type three-point shooter.
Yeah, she's got the ability to break you down defensively, so if she can get you playing on your heels a little bit, she'll have that opportunity. And you're right, that's something that she really needs to add. Dugalich at the high post, guarded by Puryear. Back out to Arnasalo. 8 on the shot clock, 2:50 for the half. Arnasalo, hesitation dribble. She'll fire from 10. Back iron, no. Rebound tip by Collier and saved by Ella. Boilermakers hanging in there on the boards. It's 15-9 so far. Here's Layden with it. Left side, Swanson. Swanson left side picks up the dribble, throws short corner to Layden. Her jumper up, good. McKenna Layden with a basket.
Well, you talked about the boards. The Boilermakers have missed a lot more shots. So UCLA, they're not they're not offensive boards. They're just defensive boards that are opportunities from Purdue misses.
McKenna Layden's played well here in the first half. Couple points, couple of rebounds. Here's Dugalich putting it on the deck. And she has the ball stripped and stolen away. Then he gets it back. It's loose on the floor again. And Sophie Swanson comes out of there with it. Swanson coming down in transition. 1-on-2. Shot the ball off the bottom of the backboard. And the rebound tipped out of bounds by UCLA as Dudley will re-enter for the Bruins.
Like the effort. Great job by Sophie to go after that ball. Make something happen.
UCLA 29 points in the first quarter. Just 10 in the first 8 minutes here in the second quarter. Boilermakers get it into Layden. Now right side Swanson. Swanson with 20 to shoot. Back to Layden. 2 minutes to play in the first half. Swanson at the free throw line. Collier jumper on the way. Rims out from 15 feet. And the rebound pulled down by Dudley. Good look there for Ella. Couldn't get it to go.
Those are those easy jumpers.
Yeah.
But against a team like UCLA,
have to have.
It's almost like a layup for us in terms of those bunnies that you got to hit.
Boilermakers have missed 6 of their last 7 field goal attempts. Here's a turnaround jumper by Dugalich that rims out. And Collier with a nice box out. Able to get the rebound. Ella coming back the other way to Sophie Swanson. 3 in the air left side is short. And the rebound kicked out of bounds by UCLA. So Purdue will keep possession here with a minute 28 to play.
I don't mind that Sophie Swanson 3. I mean, you'd like him to go down. She can hit him. But at this point, because of the defensive pressure that UCLA puts on, you'd rather have that shot than all the way down to the shot clock throwing it up.
Lombard into Swanson. Her jumper was deflected. It goes out of bounds, and the rebound is tipped out by Purdue. And so it'll be UCLA basketball. Minute 25 to play here in the first half, 39-19. UCLA by 20. The Bruins, 15 of 26 from the field, but they were 10 of 15 in the first quarter, 5 of 11 here in the second.
A little more human.
Yes. Well, the Boilermakers zone, I think, has slowed things down a little bit. Here's Dudley down to Dugalich. Right side, Jones gets an open three and hits.
That time they broke that zone down by going inside out very effectively.
And you can't leave London Jones open.
She'll bust that down. So
she is a three-point dynamo, and she's got 3 of them already today. It's 42-19 Bruins, under a minute to play in the half. Sophie Swanson under pressure throws it off to Layden. Layden double team back off to Swanson. Now Collier around the perimeter. She drives, stops, and got to have some help. Somebody's got to come back to the basketball, and finally she traveled.
Again, I think Kendall Puryear's can give her the ball. She's posting up, and Betts is not in the game right now, so let's see what she can do. So right now I think they've kind of gone away from the post because of the fear of Betts, perhaps. I don't know, but they're not even looking at her.
Yep.
She needs to demand that basketball, and they need to give her a touch.
Rashonda Jones back in for the Boilermakers, replacing Sophie Swanson with 40 seconds to play in the half. Arnasalo brings it in the front court for the Bruins. Off to Jones. Arnasalo around the perimeter to Gardner. Now Arnasalo at the free throw line. Dudley loves it down to Dugalich. Back off to Arnasalo. They move the ball quickly.
Yeah, they do.
Gardner behind the three-point line with 12 in the shot clock. Free throw line, here's Dudley. Dudley to a cutting Gardner for the layup.
One thing they're very good at is they get that ball at the high post. They cut hard on that angle, and they get an easy layup. Done it twice already.
Well, they've got 17 field goals in the game, and that is their 12th assist. So with 10 seconds left, the Boilermakers can get the final shot here, trailing by 25. Here's Jones with it. Rashonda, free throw line jumper up, back iron no, rebound UCLA, and that will end our first half of play. So after 20 minutes here at Mackey Arena, our score is number one, UCLA 44, Purdue 19. The Boilermakers starting five for the second half is Bass, Jones, McCarthy, Collier, and Lombard. So a change there. It's Rashonda Jones instead of Amaya Reynolds to start the second half. The Bruins will go with Dugalich, Hawkes, Betts, Jones, and Rice. So they've got their starting five in there. I should point out that Lauren Betts and Kiki Rice each played about 10 minutes in that first half.
Well, if you're smart, Corey Close, you just got to keep all these people happy. This is a game to do that in. Get some other people in.
Here's Rice with the basketball to Dugalich. Down low they go to Betts. Betts in the post against McCarthy. Goes up through a double team and scores. That's her first shot and her first field goal.
Well, Betts has increased her shooting percentage by 10%. She's shooting like 60% right now from the field.
She's a much better player than she was a year ago. You remember, she didn't play very much at Stanford as a freshman. So, you know, this is really, last year was her first year, and she's certainly made a big jump here in her junior season. McCarthy has it for the Boilermakers out to Destiny Lombard. Lombard off, or make that, Jones that is off a screen, takes it baseline, goes around Hawkes, throws to Lombard. Lombard fires a jumper, that's good. Destiny Lombard has scored seven.
I like giving Rashonda Jones the start. She showed some good promise in the first half. Give her a little bit.
Here's Dugalich back the other way. Again, they catch the ball in deep, but Betts gets it off to Jones for a three from the corner that's no good. The rebound tipped by Betts, but picked up by Rashonda Jones.
That's a much better start than
yes.
last time.
Yes,
last,
it is.
Last half, we'll say.
Here's Jones with it, working against Jones against Jones. Rashonda against London. A lot of body contact with no call.
Yeah.
Rashonda still with the dribble with 14 on the shot clock, and now we finally get a foul.
That's interesting. I think
multiple touches was the call. We know that because the officials
were
right
one,
in front of us.
That was allowed, and the second one,
maybe, but three, you're
multiple.
Not getting three.
Three is multiple.
No.
I've never heard that call before.
Rashonda Jones off at the free throw line. The jumper on the way and good. Destiny Lombard with her second field goal.
I was blocked off, but all
so
I saw was the ball
I saw
going
the ball
in.
Going.
Thank
I was
goodness.
Happy.
That's all that happened.
46-23. At the other end, Betts goes up with a short jumper over McCarthy. Airballed it, but the rebound by Kiki Rice. Back off to Dugalich. How strange is it for McCarthy as they get a goal again inside of Betts, and this time McCarthy fouls her. At 6'4", how many times in her life do you think she's looked up 3 inches to see an opposing player? Probably never.
No, not very often. And, you know, the thing about Betts is that she's 6'7", and we've seen 6'7 players before, too.
Yeah.
She's, like, athletic.
6'7 with skill.
Skill, can move. She's not uncoordinated or awkward.
No.
She is legit 6'7 and strong.
She missed her first free throw. I think she might draw some attention at the next level.
Well, and I think she's going to be one of those players that just continues to
better.
Get better and better and better. And, you know, Brittany Griner-like in terms of, you know, the way that she can impact
the other thing I liked is, as UCLA comes out with some pressure here, during warm-ups, she was telling her team, hey, let's get it going a little bit. She didn't like the way that they were warming up, and she got on a little bit. Leader on the floor. She's out there with Kiki Rice, and they're both not only great basketball players, but pretty good leaders as well.
Yep.
Here's Puryear handing it off to Rashonda Jones. Rashonda at the free throw line bounces back to Puryear for a jump hook that misses, and the rebound pulled down by Hawkes for UCLA.
I like that look, and I like Puryear taking it.
Hawkes for the Bruins. Down to Dugalich, working in the post against Bass. Dugalich puts it on the deck with the right hand, stops, now steps through with the left, off the glass, no good, and the rebounding foul is going to be called, I think, on Ella Nope, they got Puryear, and that's her third. I thought they were going to get Collier, but they got Kendall for her third.
He called a hold underneath.
Yeah. So you got Puryear with three and McCarthy with three. Arnasalo to trigger. It's still 7:45 to play in the third quarter. Here's Dugalich. Down low again. They go to Betts. Betts working right now on Puryear, and she just had to let her go. And Kendall just picked up her fourth foul. Puryear has picked up her fourth foul with 7:42 to play in the third quarter, and that's going to bring Lana McCarthy back in. So Kendall picked up a couple of fouls there in just a few seconds. And UCLA has already drawn three fouls on Purdue here in the third quarter. Here's Hawkes to Dugalich. They're going to go back inside to Betts again. Betts this time trying to body up on McCarthy. Goes up at the right and missed it, but the rebound by Dugalich. And then McCarthy rips the ball away.
Great
it's a
defense.
Jump ball. It's going to be Purdue basketball.
Great defense by Lana McCarthy. Stayed
yes.
straight up. Made
yep.
a tough shot for Betts. And then pursued to get a jump ball.
Bass will inbound the ball for the Boilermakers to Lombard. I think they noticed at halftime that Lauren Betts hadn't taken a shot.
Yeah,
that's clearly is the game plan here in the third quarter. Get her the basketball. She's one for three now from the field. Here's Collier off to McCarthy. Lana with a one dribble. Handoff to Jones. Jones, free throw line jumper on the way, was deflected by Betts. Rebound goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Purdue as Collier and Hawkes hit each other, and Hawkes went to the floor. Substitution for the Bruins, Janaya Barker in, replacing Dugalich. So they're going to go really big right now against Purdue with Barker and Betts in the middle, 6'4 and 6'7. Lombard will inbound the ball with, I believe, 20 on the shot clock. We'll see if they reset it. Or no, they're going to...
8 seconds, eight. I thought he said, right? No, 18?
I don't know.
8 seconds.
8 seconds. Well, the shot clock says 18. They're trying to get it to 8. So they're just running the shot clock down. Apparently, they can't manually reset it. 11, 10, 9,
apparently,
8.
Apparently,
8.
The band ever helpful.
Helping.
Ever
everybody
helpful.
Helping. Here's Lombard to trigger it from the baseline. You got to have a sense of humor in this world. Here's Bass inside. Ooh. Bass misses the layup attempt, and Betts pulls down the rebound.
It's a great move. She got to finish that two-footer.
Arnasalo back the other way for the Bruins in the corner. Hawkes fires an open three, misses, and Lana McCarthy in traffic pulls down another rebound. Lana with the outlet pass to Jones, and here comes Lombard in the front court. Hesitation dribble, takes it to the rack, got up in the air and had nowhere to go, tried a shot, and it was no good. And the rebound by Hawkes. Gravity wins again there as Destiny just couldn't stay airborne.
Well, she blew by everybody. Yeah. I think it's just a technique thing. She had the ball too low, easy to strip.
Betts is triple team this time, gets it off to Arnasalo. Now they go back inside to Betts. Betts with position, goes up with a short jump hook and scores.
Yeah, that time Betts was getting position and really... Lana had nothing she could do.
Betts has scored 5 here in the quarter and 9 for the game. Here's Collier. Bounce pass to McCarthy. McCarthy picks up the dribble. Somebody's got to come back for the basketball, and it's Lombard. Lombard with 13 on the shot clock. McCarthy comes out to set a screen. Lombard with a great hesitation move and then dribbled the ball off her foot out of bounds. If Destiny doesn't lose the basketball, she's got a clear path to the basket. You got McKenna Layden checking in for Purdue and Tamia Gardner for UCLA. Betts will take a breather. Hawkes will go out as well. And now Bass checks out. Let's see what Purdue's five is on the floor right now. You got Lombard, Jones, McKenna Layden, Collier, and McCarthy. We have 6:05 to play in the third quarter. Purdue is trailing 49-23. Boilermakers have missed their last 4 field goal attempts. Barker in the front court working against Layden. For the first time, Zania Soka Nguyen has checked in, and yes, she is the 7th McDonald All-American on this team. She's got the ball on the baseline, working against McCarthy. Hands it off to Arnasalo. Arnasalo has the ball stripped and stolen by Rashonda Jones. Destiny Lombard down the left sideline, hands it back to Jones. Rashonda to the basket, lays it up and in.
Great two-player game between Rashonda and Destiny Lombard. I like that sequence.
49-25, Purdue with a 6-5 edge here in the quarter with 5:25 to play. Arnasalo back the other way for the Bruins. Here's Jones off to Gardner. Gardner, cross-court pass to Jones. Mari Petrie ready to check back in. Jones gets a free path to the basket, scores, and they're going to call an offensive foul.
McKenna Layden takes the charge.
Now that,
I think, right?
Yeah.
All right, good.
London Jones.
Yeah.
And that will wipe off the basket. So Jones picks up her third.
Layden does a great job.
Yep.
Oh.
Did you get a look at the replay?
I did, yeah.
And did you think it was a good call?
Yeah, I'll take it.
It was a good call because it was for Purdue, right?
She was maybe a little
bit. You got to get the script here.
I know. I was sorry. Did I say that out loud? I did go, oh.
Yeah, you had to think about that.
Just a little bit late. Just a little bit. But we'll take it.
Here's McCarthy in the post. McCarthy goes with a step through, and then the ball kicked out of bounds. They're going to call a travel, I think.
It all evens out.
Yep. All right, we got a timeout. We're trying to regroup here with 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Our score, UCLA 49, Purdue 25. This is Boilermaker Basketball on the Purdue Global Sports Network from Learfield. All right, UCLA with a basketball following the timeout. Soka Nguyen off to Arnasalo. Arnasalo double-teamed, goes right side to Barker for three. That's no good. And the rebound tipped out of bounds, and Rashonda Jones is able to save it to McCarthy. Good hustle there by Rashonda. And here comes Mari Petrie down the left sideline. Petrie working against Arnasalo off to Collier. Now here's Layden between the rings. Layden back off to Rashonda Jones. 4:25 to play in the third. Purdue trailing 49-25. In the corner, here's Collier down low to McCarthy. McCarthy working on the left baseline, throws back to Layden. Shot clock is down to five. Now they go back to McCarthy. Back off to Layden. She fires a three. In and out, no good. And the rebound, Arnasalo. Good inside-outside action there to get the three.
Yep, good look. Could have gone down.
Yep. Here come back at the other end is Jones. Jones off to Barker. Barker drives. Barker lays it up and in. Barker has seven.
A little too easy there, but Barker's got decent, definitely bigger size.
By the way, McKenna Layden has taken 2 2-point field goals tonight. Those are the first 2-point shots she's taken all season. Coming into this one, all of her shots have been from 3-point range. Here's Collier. Collier with a bounce pass and threw it out of bounds.
Well, Lana McCarthy sets a great screen and then stands.
Yeah.
I mean, just, you know, and she even said, my fault. I think right now she had a tough start. And,
yep.
You know, a young player going up against a premier center in the nation. She just, she's the only thing she can do.
It is baptism by fire.
Yeah, only thing she can do is learn from it. That's it.
Kiki Rice back in for the Bruins, has the ball working against Destiny Lombard. 3:25 to play in the third. 51-25, UCLA on top. Here is Avery Kanan for the first time. So the Bruins have played all 11 players here in the first three quarters. Barker passed up the three, drives inside, goes up in traffic, and hits the short jumper. Janiyah Barker has scored nine. And this is UCLA's biggest lead of the game at 53-25 with 3:05 to play in the third. Rashonda Jones at the other end drives around traffic. Wraparound pass. Layden gets another open three, and this time she hits.
McKenna Layden was waiting for that ball to be kicked out to her, got her feet set, and she is a very good three-point shooter.
Well, 4 for 9 coming in, and today she has hit 1 of 3. So it is a 53-28 UCLA lead as Betts and Dugalich are ready to check back in for the Bruins. Here's Rice with it on the right side. Kiki Rice, she'll step back for a three, and she hits.
I'm not sure we go behind that screen again.
They don't have anybody in double figures, but they got 1, 2, 3, 4 players right now with 9 apiece as they push the lead back to 28. Jones cut off in the paint, gets it back out to Layden. McKenna throws it inside. This is McCarthy working in the post. She goes up, scores, and draws the foul.
Great. I love that they popped it into her. She went right to the basket. Obviously, Bet's on the bench, and now she's coming back in. But she had an advantage. She took advantage of it.
Soka Nguyen picks up the foul as McCarthy gets her first points of the game. The Boilermakers are at the line for an and one. Purdue's Degree Plus gives students a chance to earn a Bachelor of Science and one from the College of Liberal Arts, both in 4 years. Check out the Liberal Arts Degree Plus to see if and one is right for you. Lana McCarthy at the free throw line, and her shot no good. That's something Lana's really going to have to work on in the offseason. Just 33% from the line coming in. At the other end, Rice gets around McCarthy and then fumbled the ball away. It's loose on the floor. Destiny Lombard goes to the floor. There's a tie-up, and the Bruins will have it on the alternate possession arrow. 2:08 to play in the third. It's a 56-30 UCLA lead, but the margin here in the third quarter, just a point at 12-11.
Boilers are battling.
Dudley to inbound from the baseline. Into Rice. Now they go down low to Betts. Betts working against McCarthy. She spins it off to Dudley. Dudley with a short runner. Good. Dudley that time and the assist from Betts. And Kendall Dudley has 4 points. Here's Collier back the other way for Purdue. Collier almost had it stripped away by Kane. Now Layden's got it. Layden picked up on a switch by Kane. Off to Petrie. Petrie drives from the right side. Petrie back on top to Collier. Collier in the corner. Petrie. Mari with 10 on the shot clock. She drives, dribbled the ball off her foot, turns it over to Rice. Rice with a behind-the-back dribble in traffic coming down against Lombard. Pump fakes Destiny off her feet and then scores.
Oh, my. I might tell you. The way she dribbled through all that traffic and still was able to gather herself, get Lombard up in the... That's impressive. That was 60 impressive
60 to
move.
30. The Boilermakers are being doubled up by the Bruins here with a minute 15 to play in the third. Here's Collier with it. Back off to Lombard. Lombard working out high against Kiki Rice. Lombard off a double screen. Picked up by Rice. Now they go inside to McCarthy. McCarthy working against Betts, and we got a foul called on Betts.
Excellent.
Lauren Betts with the arm bar picks up her first team foul number 4 against UCLA. So it'll be an out-of-bounds play for Purdue with 1:03 to play in the quarter and 20 on the shot clock. Reagan Bass back in for the Boilermakers. And it'll be McKenna Layden taking a breather. So you got Bass out there with McCarthy, Lombard, Petrie, and Collier. Lombard got to get it to somebody and does finally to McCarthy. Now back, the ball tipped out of bounds with 18 to shoot right in front of the Boilermaker bench. Purdue will take on Michigan here on Saturday at 2 o'clock and then hit the road next week as the gauntlet of the Big Ten continues here in the month of January. Ella Collier off to Bass, and she's fouled. And that'll be a shooting foul as Dugalich came over the top to tip it away. That's team now foul number 5 on the Bruins. So Reagan Bass will go to the free throw line for 2 shots. Boilermakers are 4 of 5 from the line so far. UCLA 6 of 7. Big problem for Purdue has been in the post in the fouls. Purrier with 4 and McCarthy with 3. As Reagan Bass's first free throw is good.
I don't want to jinx her, but I was going to say we at least got to almost the end of the third quarter with...
said that out loud, didn't you? You really did.
Oh, yeah.
All right. A second shot by Bass is good. So Reagan with 4 points in this one. And UCLA comes down with less than a minute to play in the third quarter. Bruins dressed in their blues and the Boilermakers in white. UCLA shooting to our left here in the second half as Rice throws it in the near corner. Jones down to Betts. Betts double-teamed in the post. Now she'll back in on McCarthy. Pick up the dribble, throws to Dugalich. Now back in the corner. Here's Kane with it. Back inside to Betts. And Betts is going to be called. No, they're going to call a foul on Lana. See, you said it. You said it, and it's your fault.
It's my fault. She tried to take a charge.
Yeah, she did.
Which actually she could have maybe if she wouldn't have. She had her arm bar. All she had to do is be straight up and down.
The crowd does not care for the call.
If she's straight up and down, maybe they give it to her.
Yeah. McCarthy's going to pick up their fourth foul, so that'll bring Sophie Swanson, and they'll have to switch Bass off to the 5 with 39.5 seconds left in the quarter. You know UCLA's going to go right inside, although they get it to Betts on the wing. Now Rice, now Betts gets position inside. Kane trying to get her the ball. They do. They've got her in the post. She's double-teamed, goes through the double-team, scores, and draws the foul anyway. It's just impossible. You're just not going to be able to stop her with that kind of size inside. Mm-hmm. Mari Petrie picks up the personal. So Betts has scored 7 here in the quarter and 11 for the game, and she'll have a chance to finish off the three-point play. Lauren Betts came in averaging 19.8 points and 10 rebounds a game. And her free throw is up and good. So Betts getting closer to her season average. She has 12 points, just 4 rebounds in this one, and it's a 63-32 UCLA lead. The shot clock is off here with 20 seconds to play in the third quarter. Bass has the ball tipped again, and it goes right back to Lombard. Lombard holding out high against Kiki Rice, down to 12 seconds. Lombard back near midcourt. Destiny looks over to the bench. Bass comes out to set a screen. Lombard still with the dribble. Lombard back to Bass. Bass fires a 3, top of the circle. No. Rebound picked up by Rice, and that's going to end the third quarter of play. After 3 here at Mackey, our score, UCLA 63, Purdue 32. This is Boilermaker Basketball on the Purdue Global Sports Network from Learfield. Sophie Swanson has it on the left side for the Boilermakers. Sophie on the left side now to Bass. Bass looking inside, throws it the free throw line to Petrie. Petrie puts it on the deck against Kane, picks it up, hands it back off to Bass. 15-foot jumper, in and out, no good. Dugalich with the rebound for UCLA. Kiki Rice back the other way for the Bruins, who lead it by 31 going into the fourth quarter. Dugalich puts it on the deck, gets a step on Bass, goes up for the layup and scores. Angela Dugalich has scored her third field goal. She has 6, and it's a 65-32 Bruin lead. Mari Petrie looking over at the bench for a play call. She'll throw it right side to Swanson. Kendall Purrier in there with 4 fouls right now. Here's Swanson with it. Sophie lost the dribble, got it back. Could have been called for a double dribble. Now Purrier inside, had position. And then she's fouled by Lauren Betts, and Betts doesn't understand the call, but she was in good position and just should have held her ground.
Well, It's so interesting when you have 6'7". Puryear had a great position.
Yeah.
You
know,
you talk about early work. She did the work. She got the ball in a good spot. Normal conditions. That's an easy 2-foot
layup. She was standing up looking at Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. Now, these conditions, all the work, and then you look up and you're like, oh, wow, there's still an arm in there. So let's try to go under the rim, and that's where Betts got the foul.
Kendall short on the first free throw. 60% foul shooter coming in. It's a 63, make it 65-32 UCLA lead. We have 9:05 to play. Kendall flexing that right wrist a little bit, trying to get her form ready. Second shot on the way, not much better. She gets the second one to go. It's her third point. And now Purdue will go back on the defensive end. Kiki Rice picked up by Lombard. In the corner, this is Dudley, Kendall Dudley, one of the talented freshmen on this Bruin team. Again, Lauren Betts' younger sister, Sienna, will play for the Bruins next year. She's a tiny one at 6'4". As Kane fires a three from the corner that's no good, Betts, though, gets the rebound, lays it up, and scores. So Betts, with the offensive putback, has 14 points. And UCLA stretches the lead to 67-33. Here's Jones in the front court for the Boilermakers. Off to Destiny Lombard. Lombard double-teamed off the screen. Lost the dribble, but gets it back. Now Rashonda Jones has it. Jones directing traffic with 14 on the shot clock. Purrier comes out to set a screen. Jones with a hesitation dribble throws it out of bounds. Tried to throw it on the sideline to Bass, but it was over her head. Good news is it's a dead ball turnover, and it's Purdue's 14th miscue of the game. London Jones back in for the Bruins. Arnasalo back in as well as Hawkes. For the Boilermakers, it's Swanson, Purrier, Rashonda Jones, McKenna Layden, and Destiny Lombard. 8:15 to go. UCLA got about to go 16-0 on the season. This will match their best start. They'll be 5-0 in the Big Ten. They get it. Lionel Betts in the post working against Purrier. Missed the layup, but the rebound pulled down by Hawkes. Hawkes had it tipped away, but gets it back. Dugalich now to Arnasalo. Betts comes out to set a high screen. Arnasalo's going to fire from three. That's no good. And McKenna Layden and Sophie Swanson battling for the rebound. Swanson comes out of there with it. Sophie down the middle of the floor stops. Needs some help. Throws back to Purrier, and there's a foul on Dugalich. Dugalich knocked over Sophie Swanson on the pass. That is her second. And so it will be an out-of-bounds play for the Boilermakers with 7:46 to play. For just joining us, UCLA scored the first 13 points. Purdue got within 8 at one point at 21-13, but then the Bruins went on a 14-0 run and really put this one away in the first half. Here's Lombard with it off to McKenna Layden. Now back to Lombard. Lombard wants a screen from Purrier. Gets it. Hesitation dribble. Drives to the basket. Who's up with the runner. Off the glass and scores.
Great move. We've talked about Destiny Lombard's kind of that burst of energy. She's very quick to the basket. Hesitation got the defender. Up. Rise up. She goes right around. Nicely done.
She's the first Boilermaker in double figures. She has 11, and it's a 67-35 UCLA lead. Betts back on the offensive end for the Bruins. Off top to go to Caucus. Now back to Betts, and she's fouled, and that might be all for Kendall Purrier. That is number 5 on Kendall Purrier.
She got her in the head. I mean, that's something where she is. I know she's battling, unfortunately.
Yep. Well, she got two in within seconds in the third quarter. She's going to get a round of applause as she comes over. The Boilermakers will take a little time here. You would think Betts probably a couple more minutes maybe on the floor as Zania Soka Nguman is ready to check back in. And now Lana McCarthy, who's also playing with four fouls, will come in with 7:09 to play. Lauren Betts had just 4 free throws in the first half, but she has scored 10 points here in the second. She has 14 points and 5 rebounds, and she'll have 2 more free throws here with 7:09 remaining.
Well, and she's been their offense here as of late.
And she misses the free throw. Betts now 6 of 8 from the free throw line.
Well, if she makes this one, she will have scored 8 of their last 10.
The band doing its best to distract Betts as her second shot is up, and that one's good. And now she'll check out. That might be the end of Lauren Betts for the night. We'll see. With 7:09 to play, and UCLA leading 68-35. Rashonda Jones will work it up against Hawkes. Corey Close encouraging her team defensively. Again, one of the top defensive teams in the country. Swanson in front of the Boilermaker bench to Lombard. Works it around the perimeter to Rashonda Jones. Jones working to the middle of the floor. Still has the dribble. Now off to Sophie Swanson. Her deep three, left side, good. Sophie Swanson rattles one home.
Well, we've talked about her deep shooting ability, and I think she actually almost more proficient when she comes off and has to release quick.
Barker gets a step on McKenna Layden, missed the runner. The rebound, Soko Nguman. She hands it back to Barker. Barker in the paint, triple team, and throws to Rashunda Jones. Jones steals it away, and then she's fouled by London Jones.
Great job by Jones to read that pass beautifully. Barker was kind of falling away, trying to get rid of it.
And that's the fourth foul on London Jones. Purdue will have it with 6:28 to play. McKenna Layden ready to trigger it into Rashunda Jones. Rashunda in the front court, guarded by Hawkes. Here's Swanson with it. Back out top to Lombard. Now Jones. You know, Hawkes doesn't score a lot, but she does a lot for them, and she's a good defensive player, too. Here's a three by Layden, and we're going to get no basket anyway. It's foul away from the ball, and they're going to get Lana McCarthy with her fifth. So Lana has fouled out here with 6:13 to play. So Lana McCarthy with 6:13 to go. She will foul out with 2 points in the game. And you knew coming in that Lana was going to get an education tonight against the one of the National Player of the Year candidates. And hopefully this will help her going forward. She had 2 points and two rebounds in 14 minutes of action.
Well, she'll be able to watch film and learn
from
it.
There you go. So Puryear and McCarthy have both fouled out. Boilermakers will go with Bass, Layden, Swanson, Lombard, and Rashunda Jones with 6:13 to play. Lauren Betts on the bench right now, and I don't know if we'll see her again. She's got 15 points in 19 minutes of play. London Jones has it between the rings on the left side. This is Hawkes. They go to Barker. Barker backing in on Layden. Barker with a short jump hook. Left it short. McKenna Layden pulls down another rebound. That is her third of the game. Outlet pass to Swanson. Sophie in the front court fires a three. Rims it out no good, and Barker pulls down the board for UCLA. Janiyah Barker is going to bring it down until stopped, and she is. Gets it back to Jones for three. That one rims out, but Soko Nguman with the rebound missed the layup attempt. The rebound is batted around, and it's not able to be saved in bounds by Swanson, so it'll stay with UCLA.
Good battle.
Yeah, it was. Both teams still playing hard. Boilermakers have outscored UCLA 6-5 here in the fourth. Still trail it by 30 with 5:36 to go. Purdue shooting just 33% for the game. UCLA has dropped down now to 53% for the game. Here's Arnasala with it. Arnasala cross court to Jones. Jones puts it on the deck. Jones throws back to Hawkes. Open three in the air. No good. Rebound. Barker skies up and scores. Janiyah Barker has in double figures with 11.
She got inside position. It was over.
Here's Lombard working against Arnasala, and Arnasala bumps her and fouls her. That's her second. Team foul number 4 on UCLA, so the next one puts the Boilermakers in the bonus with 5:15 to play. Hawkes checks out. Tamia Gardner, the Oregon State transfer, back in. Gardner, a real three-point threat. She's got 7 points all in the first half. As Lombard will trigger from the baseline into Swanson. Swanson with a step-back three up. Got it. Sophie Swanson with another triple.
Sophie is in the zone right now offensively. She missed that first three in the first half, but she's looking very confident now.
So Sophie Swanson brings the Boilermakers a little bit closer as Gardner has. I mentioned Betts was on the bench. She's not on the bench anymore. She's ready to check back in with 4:53 to play. Here's Barker with it. Barker working against Layden. A bounce pass off to London Jones. And now we got a kick, and that'll take us to a media timeout with 4:47 to play. Our score is UCLA 70, Purdue 41. This is Boilermaker Basketball on the Purdue Global Sports Network from Learfield. But they've got Betts back in now, along with Gardner, Arnasalo, Kane, and Barker. So Purdue's really going to have its hands full with both Barker and Betts up front, and McCarthy and Puryear both fouling out for the Boilermakers. Here's Gardner from the corner for a three. It's good. Tamia Gardner on the inbounds play hits a three-pointer, and she's in double figures with 10, 73-41.
Boilermakers have to play the zone against this team.
Oh, no question. Here's Lombard with a baseline jumper that's no good. Arnasalo with the rebound, and here comes UCLA quickly in the front court. They bounce it off to Kane, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bruins with 4:26 to play. 24 on the shot clock. Katie Gerald's yelling some defensive instructions to her team as Arnasalo inbounds again to Gardner. Back to Arnasalo. She fires a three. That's short. Rebound is loosened, and McKenna Layden pulls it down for Purdue. Off to Rashunda Jones. Long pass to Bass, who catches in traffic. That has the ball tipped out of bounds. One of those plays, Gene, we talk about it all the time. You can catch it, but what are you going to do with it when you catch it?
She was surrounded by three, and she was not out ahead of the pack.
No, she was not. So the best scenario there was what happened, and that was UCLA tipped it out of bounds. Here's Lombard with it. 18 on the shot clock, 4:10 to play. Right side, Rashunda Jones will fire a three. That's an air ball, and the rebound pulled down by Lauren Betts. Arnasalo back the other way for the Bruins. Off to Gardner. Gardner lobs it down to Barker. Cross-court pass. This is Kane. Inside to Betts. Betts gets free and lays it in. Lauren Betts with 17 points. UCLA stretches the lead to 75-41 with 3:45 to play. And there's Kane tipping the ball out of bounds. Soka Nguyen is ready to check back in shortly here. Corey Close is having a word with her. I think they're going to talk a little bit before they bring her back in as Rashunda Jones takes the inbounds. Jones hands it off to Swanson. And now here's Rashunda with it on the left sideline. Bass has it between the rings. Bass was looking back toward a Lombard. She was covered by Barker. So Rashunda Jones goes back to Lombard. 10 to shoot. Here's Destiny in traffic. She's got Betts on her one-on-one. Betts is driving her out past the three-point line. Lombard fires a three, and she scores it. Right over the top of Lauren Betts.
Great read by Destiny Lombard. That could have been blocked by Betts, but Lombard with a quick release.
She also could have dusted the ceiling with that shot. Here's Gardner with a three at the other end, and she wedges it between the rim and the backboard. And that'll be an alternate possession to UCLA. Well, Barker's going to check out. They're going to the other end of the floor, but it's UCLA basketball. As Soko Nguyen is going to try and tip it out of there. She does. The wedge, it goes by an alternate possession arrow, and it is UCLA's basketball with 3 minutes to play. Bruins leading 75-44.
I only like my wedge before my steak.
With the ranch?
Blue cheese
there
and
you go.
Bacon bits.
Arnasalo gets in, and Gardner's wide open for three and hits. Oh, the Boilermaker can't do that. You can't do that. You just gave Gardner, who was a great three-point shooter, an absolute wide-open three.
Yeah, they got lost on that out-of-bounds defense.
78. Sophie Swanson was out there. I'm not sure if she was the culprit there on the defensive breakdown, but she was the closest player to it. 78-44 UCLA, 2:40 to go. Reagan Bass with a dribble handoff to Swanson. Now back to Jones. Here's Swanson on the right side. Swanson with a step-back three. That one's off the glass and rim, no good. Betts with the rebound for UCLA. So Lauren Betts now 17 points and 7 rebounds. Arnasalo back the other way for the Bruins. Gardner's going to fire another three, and she hits again.
Gardner with the heat check, man. She had defense in her face,
yep.
And she just threw that ball up.
Averages just under 9 a game. She's got 16 in this one. Here's Swanson back off to Jones. Rashunda driving baseline. Around the basket to Layden for three. Got it. McKenna Layden with her second triple. She has scored 8.
Rashunda Jones on that baseline drive, and she just knows to look out for Layden. Layden gets her feet set, knocks it down.
I think UCLA is going to get in the front court and take a timeout, which is good because we need one. With 1 minute 52 to play, UCLA 81, Purdue 47. This is Boilermaker basketball on the Purdue Global Sports Network from Learfield. All right, Betts has checked out here with 1:52 to play. It's 81-47, Bruins on top. UCLA inbounding in the front court to our left. Arnasalo gets it into Dudley and now hands back to Arnasalo. She drives baseline, double team, throws off to Kane for a three. That's an air ball, but the rebound right to Dudley. Her reverse layup is good. Kendall Dudley has scored 6, and it's 83-47 UCLA with 1:35 to play.
Now the second chance points are kind of adding up.
Yep.
17 to nothing in favor of the Bruins.
Jones was bumped. No foul call. Here's Layden with 3. That's no good. And the rebound, Soko Nguyen. Katie Gerrards wants to know why there was no foul, and she's right. There was a foul there. With 1:20 to play. I mean, it's not going to affect the game, but you know, if the officials got to play it out to the end, too.
Yep.
Here's Soko Nguyen at the free throw line, working against Bass. Spins up with a short jumper that's no good. A rebound ripped down by Destiny Lombard. And here comes Purdue with 1:05 to go. Boilermakers down by 36. Lost last year 92-49 at Pauley Pavilion. Petrie will fire a deep two. That's no good. And the rebound pulled down by Dugalich for UCLA. Long pass to Kane. Avery Kane in the left corner. Back off to Dugalich. Now Arnasalo reverses to Soko Nguyen. And now back to Arnasalo. Shot clock at 15, game clock at 42. Arnasalo pulls up for a two. That is no good. We're getting an offensive foul. On who's it on?
Soko Nguyen.
So that's her second and team foul number 5, but it's an offensive foul, so no shots coming. Rashonda Jones back the other way for Purdue with 35 seconds to go. Jones off to Destiny Lombard. Lombard still with the dribble. Picked up on a switch by Dugalish. Now she gets around the defender. Had the ball kicked off her foot, but the foul is going to be called on Dugalish. And that puts Purdue at the free throw line as UCLA is over the limit. So two free throws coming for Destiny Lombard with 24.4 to play. Boilermakers are going to fall to 7-8 on the season and 0-4 in the Big Ten. As Lombard at the free throw line is the offset shot on the right-hand side. And she makes the first. 15 points now for Destiny as she is the only Boilermaker tonight in double figures.
Well, she's been a bright spot offensively for sure. 6-11 from the field, two for three from the three-point line.
Second shot is good, 83-49. UCLA dribbles in the front court, and it looks like they might just dribble things out here. Arnasala holding out near midcourt. Rashonda Jones will give her space. So UCLA is going to head for the airport and head home after a long trip out to Indiana where they beat the Hoosiers and the Boilermakers. Our final score tonight for Mackey is UCLA 83, Purdue 49.
Well, in some respects, the Boilermakers did what they needed to do in the second half. It's good to see them still fighting, but there's a lot to be learned from this, and
yep.
I hope that the Boilermakers continue to grow because there are very few teams that are like UCLA in the conference.
Oh, man. There's very few teams like UCLA in the country.
So hopefully, you know, you get what you can from it. Move forward and look forward to. You got to play like they did in that second half and in the stretches in the first half against every team in the Big Ten, and then maybe you have a chance.
I'll tell you, Jane, this UCLA team, I mean, we've seen some really good teams come into Mackey. This is as good a team as we've seen in here in quite a while.
Yeah, top to bottom, I mean, all the pieces, well coached, and the way they play, the way they pass the ball, they're unselfish. That's scary. That's all I can say. It's just scary.
If they stay healthy, it's hard to see them not winning the Big Ten this year. And I know we've got some great teams. USC, obviously, with Juju Watkins, who we're going to see here shortly, and others. But, man, oh, man, this is a really good basketball team.
Yeah, if you're not playing against them and you're not calling a game.
Oh, fun to watch.
But you enjoy watching how they play the game, for
Not only because they move the basketball, but they also play great defense.
Yeah,
you know, again, this is one of the top defensive teams in the country, giving up less than 53 points a game. Opponents shooting 32%, and tonight Purdue hits 33%. So Purdue actually better than the season average against the Bruins.
Yeah, that was they came out on fire, and that was really tough for the Boilermakers to overcome.
All right, we're going to get to Katie Gerald's comments soon. They are presented by Saab, keeping people and society safe. 83-49 the final. And again, the Michigan Wolverines coming in here to Mackey Arena on Saturday afternoon for a 2 o'clock tip. And then the Boilermakers will head out to the West Coast to take on Oregon and Washington in the next two contests. We'll let Katie get settled here. All right, Katie, we knew this team coming in was going to be a handful. This is as good a basketball team as we've seen in Mackey Arena in a long time. But I thought your team really fought to the end tonight.
You know, it's crazy. I'll take this team all day over the team that showed up at Michigan State and told them that at halftime. You know, obviously not the start we wanted. You know, and we were just trying to play, you know, games within the games. First of all, thanks for coming out, and I appreciate y'all staying and not walking out on us. This group is getting better. I know our record is not showing it right now, but I'll be damned. We played, and we got one more top 25 team coming into Mackey, but our first five games have been against top 25 teams. But this team is getting better, and there's going to be a time when the schedule aligns for us, and you're going to see us getting better with some wins in a column. So stay with us, believe in us. Our group is fighting their ass off. Heads off to UCLA, best team in the country, no doubt about it. Got a lot of respect for them. I hope we get some company. We're not the only Big Ten team to win a national championship.
I'll tell you what, they really move the basketball, and they defend really well. That's the thing that gets lost with UCLA is how good they are defensively.
Man, we didn't turn the ball over to high right, only 15 turnovers. We got good shots. You know, at halftime we had taken the same number of shots. They only had two offensive rebounds. They made 17. We had only made 7. Got some good looks. You know, and their length and speed bothered us. And you know, thankfully we probably don't see another team like this. Obviously, maybe USC when they come in. But you know, I'm proud of my group. I think they've continued to work and grow and get better. And I believe in the direction we're headed this year. So does this team. And I need everybody else to stay on board with us.
A couple players I wanted to single out. I thought Rashonda Jones, after you got off to a bad start, got you kind of settled down. 8.7 assists tonight, and that might be the best game we've seen McKenna Layden play as a Boilermaker. Eight points, four rebounds, an assist, and a steal, and no turnovers in 27 minutes on the floor.
You know, she's just so smart and is always in the right spot. And you know, a kid that has played through some pain for us, and I think she's you know, still playing through some pain, but has tried to, you know, learn how to kind of manage it. And just good things happen. She continues to move. She continues to make shots for us. Always in the right spot on the defensive end. And, you know, she was huge for us, and she's going to continue to be huge for us. And then save for number two.
All right, lastly, Michigan coming in here Saturday. They got a couple of great freshmen, Silas Wards and Olivia Olson. But if we can get a good crowd, I know it, they've got faculty and staff. We're going to get free tickets to the game on Saturday. Hope for a big turnout here at Mackey Arena.
Yeah, it'd be nice. You know, the four freshmen coming into Mackey for the first time, we'd like to scare to living, you know what, out of them on Saturday.
All right, we'll see you Saturday.
All right, thanks, Tim.
Coach Gerald's post-game comments were presented by Saab, keeping people and society safe. Our final score for Mackey is UCLA 83, Purdue 49. We'll have our post-game show after this. This is Boilermaker Basketball on the Purdue Global Sports Network from Learfield.